Hi, this is Elwanda Bennett. Welcome to Consulting Essentials. I'm your host, Elwanda Bennett, and I wanted to come and talk to you today about starting your consulting firm and what sorts of service offerings you'll have for your clients. Today, I have a special guest on Consulting Essentials. He is a safety consultant. His name is Joel Leggins, and he wants to talk about his service offering that he's about to build for his clients. He has a definite many years of experience in process industries. However, through a set of circumstances, he was subject to a circumstance that allowed him to come more in contact with the safety world. Through someone's lack of safety, he encountered a life-changing, life-altering situation. And after he endured that, he decided that when he started his consulting practice, it would be to eliminate, to reduce, to somehow stop the lack of safety in everyday life and also in business. So today we're welcoming Joel. Joel, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Here at Consulting Essentials, we have people that are listening that are considering going into consulting. We know that you're starting off your practice here in Houston. Tell us a little bit about one of the first service offerings that you want to go in to offer your clients in the safety realm.
Oh, well, first off, I'd like to start my safety consulting course by showing the access of handicap accessibility.
Okay.
And the safety issues surrounding that. I mean, I was unaware of these issues until I had this mishap. Well, this mishap came to me. And that was all due to someone else being unsafe.
Okay.
But now, me speaking on accessibility, the handicap accessibility, it's just going to be a course on things such as rights of way. And the reason why we put handicap stickers on and the real use of them and the importance of having a safe environment that someone who's already physically incapable of doing certain things won't become even more
challenging.
Yes, challenging. Or they won't be any more incapacitated than what they already are.
Okay.
Such as we're looking at things such as going through apartment complexes, looking at handrails, handicap ramps, and you know things. You know, something as simple as a crooked sidewalk can actually make a bad situation worse. So what I want to do is bring this to the attention of the owners of properties. And have them know that these things are unsafe and someone can get re-injured,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whatever the case may be. And also, I'd like to touch on plant safety and supervision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand that there are quite a few courses out there to keep people safe and what have you. But now that I can see it through another eye, you know, the challenge is clearer to me. That there still are safety measures that have not been touched upon.
Well, let me ask you this. You talk about the progress and egress in and out of these apartment complexes. You talk about the challenges faced for people that are, you know, somewhat incapacitated or have experienced an injury and now they're trying to move about. So it presents additional problems. You talk to me about a product called a safety audit that you'd be offering these apartment complexes. Tell me a little bit about that safety audit and what's your design around that and how you feel it'll help your client?
Yes, well, first off, I would like to go and offer them, you know, for a small fee, just to come out and perform a safety audit, which points out some things. You know, I'm a detail-oriented person, so I pay attention to many details. So the things that may have been missed once before, I can guarantee I won't miss those things.
So you're going to make an assessment for them?
Yes, I'll make
an
assessment. Yes, I'll make a quick assessment, you know. And once they, you know, give me the go-ahead, I will get detailed with the assessment, you know, which will incur an hourly rate as opposed to me just coming to consult with you and share my professional opinion on some things.
So basically with the safety audit, there's two pieces to it. The first piece of the safety audit is a flat fee service where you'll go in and evaluate the environment and give them like a checklist of the 10 things or 20 things or so that you saw that presented a safety risk. And then the second set of your services is going to be an hourly-based service where you're going in there, illustrating to them how to mitigate those risks, how to eliminate them, and how to address them. That's basically what you have going on as far as that is.
Right. That's okay. Right. And that's only not to just tell you you have a problem, but to actually show you how you can get to the resolution, how to resolve this problem that you may have, so that there will not be any issues dealing with that in the future.
So ultimately, you are helping those clients avoid incurring liability and additional risk on their property. You're basically increasing the safety level at their property in order to help protect them against loss.
That's right. And not only will it help them, it will help the insurance company. Insurance rates go down because we don't have to worry about frivolous lawsuits because we are taking every measure to prevent. And that's what safety is all about, preventing something that could happen.
Well, Joel, I thank you for your work. I'm excited about your practice. Would you like to come back and visit with us in a couple of months, to just, or even a couple of weeks, to tell us how things are going and what is the design of the service and how it goes?
Yes, that would be fine. I would love to be welcomed back here.
Well, listeners, I want to thank you for your time again today. Our messages are short, but they're very powerful, and they're directed in making sure that you become a great consultant. But we want to give you the essentials. So I thank you. My email address is training@elwanda.com. Give me a note. Write me, especially if you're interested in a certain topic, and we'll cover it. Take care and have a great day.